This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Our Father, it is once again one of your weekend humble servants. Bow down here just to say thank you for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Oh Father, we didn't bow down here for no fashion, forms, yes, sir. Or no outside show to a dying world. But Father, we bow down here because your word said every knee must bow, yeah, and every tongue must confess. Yeah. So we bow down here thanking you,
yes, sir,
because you've been so good, and you've been so kind.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, you look beyond all our faults,
yes,
and you saw our needs.
Yes, sir.
And again, I want to just say thank you, Father.
Yes,
Father, we thank you for the sunshine,
yes,
and we thank you for the rain.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for food, clothing, shelter, and we thank you for strength.
Thank you,
Father, you've been good to us.
Yes.
You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And we want to just say thank you. Father, we ask a blessing on the Mount Calvary family. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless their homes and bless their children. Father, you know what they stand in the need of. We ask, oh Father, if you please provide for them. We know, Father, that you have everything in this world. You made the whole wide world and all that's within it. All the silver and all the gold belongs to you. We're just graveyard traveling. Stop by here for once in a little while. Please, have mercy. Father, we ask a blessing again on Mount Calvary family. We ask a blessing on our pastor. We ask, oh Father, if you please crown his head with wisdom and knowledge and teach him, Father, that he'll be able to lead your people in a direction that is pleasing to you. Father, we thank you. We ask a blessing on our family. Bless our sister and our brothers, our children, our grandchildren. Bless all our kin in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you have all power, heaven and earth in your hand. And we know, Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do, Father. The records say you've healed the sick guy. You raised the dead. You made the blind see, and you made the lame walk. So we know, Father, that you have all power, heaven and earth in your hand. And we want to just say thank you, Father. You've been so good to us. Father, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, I know you've heard me pray. Days have passed and gone, and I know you hear me now, Father. The records say you are a rock in a weary land. You are a shelter in the time of stone. Father, when we need you, all you say we have to do is call on your name. You'll be right there by our side. You'll be able to walk with us, talk with us. Father, you'll be able to tell us you are home. We are your children, and we come to you this morning as humble as we know how. We're asking you for mercy. We're asking you if you please forgive us of our sin and clean us of all unrighteousness and to draw us closer to thee in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I remember you saying to your disciples, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many a mansion. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. In my Father's house, no more crying, no more sickness, no more heartache, no more pain. Every day is going to be Sunday, and Sabbath will have no end. Father, we thank you. We thank you today. We thank you for what all you've done for us. Father, you've been good to us. I remember you saying to your disciples, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. What I want you to do is to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things I've told you, and I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. Father, yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You've been good to us. Now, Lord, one of these old days, I'm going to come to the end of my journey. Time time has been, won't be no more. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, if you please give me a home, give me a home in thy kingdom. Give me a home where I can worship you and praise you all day and all night. I just want to praise your name in the morning, in the evening, at the noontime. I just want to praise your name. Please have mercy on me and these blessings. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
As we look to benevolence, we know that David writes in Psalm 32, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. And I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the flood of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. You are my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall encompass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. Shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Father, here we are once again as we give these gifts to you that you first gave to us. Lord, we thank you first for giving them to us. And as we give them back to you, Lord, we ask that you receive them from the gracious heart, maybe from the grudgeful heart. And from the heart that wanted to give and didn't have, we ask a blessing of the utmost to that person. Lord, we thank you. We adore you. We praise your name. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. We all say amen, amen, and amen. grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That same grace, that same grace that was here when I was born, same grace that brought me to childhood, gonna lead me. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We're asking right now, Lord, that as your word comes forth, Lord, we ask that it does what it is intended to do. Move me behind the cross so that they may see you. Lord, make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may say something to draw people to you and never ever drive them away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes. Hang out right there a little while. Can we do that? Thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Yes, sir, giving honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. To our Pastor Emeritus, and First Lady Emeritus, Pastor and Mrs. Martha Lawson, Mrs. Hewitt Lawson, rather, and to all of you. Just a little while today, just a little thought process I had going from listening this past week at various people. Go with me to the 6th chapter of the book of Luke. Luke number 6. Verses 22 and 23. Luke 6, verses 22 and 23. This is how it reads. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. I'm going to go ahead and read number 23. It says this: Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Just for a little while, we use for a subject the leap test. The leap test. You heard the word that said, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. It's that time of year again in our schools. Time to gauge the, see, what's the technical word they use, proficiency of our students. Amen? Yes. Now, those students are not strangers. They're our children.
Yeah.
They're our babies.
Yes.
Amen? They're our loved ones and relatives. Amen?
Yes.
They are measured comparatively against the average. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, whatever the average is, they should be somewhere in that area. Amen? Amen. Amen, teachers. And they must receive a reasonable score.
Yes.
Huh?
Yep.
Supposedly, this test rates how they operate in certain subjects. Amen? Mm-hmm. Part of the test measures how they do under pressure. Huh? Y'all know how pressure is. Amen? How they use their time. Huh? How they utilize their mental resources. They have to stay calm in a test atmosphere. Everybody doesn't test well. Some of us know the material and we can do it front to back and back to front, but give us a pencil and a piece of paper and a time limit and some quiet, and we freak totally out. Amen?
Amen?
You see, it's an acquired skill. It takes some practice. Amen?
Yeah.
But just like in life, we have to act as Christians while we're under pressure.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You know, life's tests are physical, mental, and spiritual.
Yeah.
Family life can be a test. Employment, a test.
Yeah.
Medical issues can be a test. Finances, sure enough, a test. Spirituality can also be a test. You know, why am I having these problems or that problem? I'm a child of God. Been in church all my life. I've been born again. Why do I continue to have problems? That can be a test, amen?
Amen?
But now listen to this. The LEAP test acronym, L-E-A-P, stands for Louisiana Educational Assessment Program.
Yes.
And it's supposed to provide a leap forward, if you will, in the educational lives of our children.
Huh?
But leaping, biblically, leaping is associated with joy. Amen? Something good would happen to usually make somebody want to leap. Huh? In 2 Samuel 6 and 16, David leaped when he saw the ark of the Lord coming into Jerusalem. He got happy. He wanted to even dance. His wife told him, don't be acting like that. That's not right. But he danced anyway. Anybody ever tell you, don't be making all that noise. Don't be jumping and shouting in church. You know, you don't need all of that. Let me tell you something. You leap, you dance, you shout, you clap. See, David was glad because he knew that the presence of the Lord would be with him. Leaping can be congratulatory. It can be celebratory. It can be laudatory. But leaping does not require, this kind of leaping does not require the physicality of a 40-inch vertical. Can I get a witness? It doesn't require you to be able to do a 24-foot long jump. It only requires you to be happy enough to lift your hands and display your joy. You see, the lame man was healed in the name of Jesus by the Apostle Peter as he and John went into the temple to pray. Acts 3 and 8 says, and he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now imagine his excitement after being able to walk. Not only did he walk, he started leaping. And he leaped on into the church. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you one thing. When you get blessed, don't leap to the corner. All right. Don't leap to the casino. Yes, yes. Don't leap to Walmart. Yes. Don't leap somewhere. Leap to church and tell God all about it. Tell him you're happy. You see, being blessed can cause us to want to leap. So now we ask the question, why does Jesus tell us to leap for joy when things are tough? Verse 23 says again, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. Yes. You know, why do we want to have joy when we're having problems? Huh? We're blessed. We're blessed to have good times. But when we have bad times, 22 says, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, they don't want to be around you, shall reproach you, cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man. Say, why does Jesus want us to have joy then? Huh? Because the Spirit is strong then. Because when we are weak, he is strong. And we have to exercise all of these gifts in order to get blessed. Can I get a witness? You see, praise and joy might not be the things you want to do when things are going tough.
Yes.
But they are the things that you must do. You must pass the Christian leap test.
Yes.
You need to be proficient in love, faith, meekness, giving, joy, even when people don't want you around. Even when they revile you and call you out of your name, you need to be able to pass the leap test. Can I get a witness? You ought to be able to leap for joy and say, Lord,